Utah strikes a deal to split responsibility with the federal government for its health exchange. The Unified Fire Authority puts a deputy chief on administrative leave for prescription fraud, and the Utah fire season arrives. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, May 13th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah has come to an agreement with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on how it will run its exchange or health insurance marketplace. HHS has approved Utah's first-of-its-kind proposal to split state and federal responsibilities. Under the agreement, Utah will continue running the state exchange, known as Avenue H, for small businesses. The federal government will run a separate exchange for individual consumers. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
Utah has been in negotiations with the Fed since February. Governor Gary Herbert says the state held its ground and is now getting everything it wants in the new agreement. In particular, the state will continue running Avenue H, a small business exchange, without interference from the federal government.
We've been inhibited because of a lot of uncertainty over the past number of years. This gives us a chance to move ahead and see what the potential for our exchange is going to be, hopefully define the cost for the business community and help economically as well as provide access to good health care.
But some patient advocates are worried consumers will not get complete information on the options available to them. Under the agreement, Avenue H will not be required to screen applicants for Medicaid eligibility. Jason Stevenson is Education and Communications Director at Utah Health Policy Project.
What the governor and his staff negotiated with the Department of Health and Human Services, we think shortchanges Utah small businesses. We think that it actually leaves Utah small business owners and their employees much more in the dark and with many fewer options than other companies in other states will have when it comes to finding affordable health insurance.
Stevenson says if employees don't know they're eligible for Medicaid, then they and their employers could end up paying more for health insurance. The federal exchange, open to individuals, will screen people for eligibility for low-income health programs like Medicaid and will provide premium subsidies. Open enrollment begins in October. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
A Unified Fire Authority chief has been placed on administrative leave for prescription fraud. Investigators discovered the issue while investigating irregularities and discrepancies in UFA's supply of controlled substances. Unified Fire Chief Michael Jensen says paramedics discovered the irregularities in the narcotic supply used for patient care. He says UFA immediately contacted the police departments of Cottonwood Heights and UPD to conduct criminal investigations. While narrowing their search, Cottonwood Heights police discovered UFA Assistant Chief Marlon Jones had obtained a prescription under false pretenses. Jensen says he doesn't believe Jones' prescription drug problem is related to the missing drug supply.
I don't believe they would file criminal charges on the prescription issue if this individual was their number one candidate on our internal discrepancies issue. So we believe they're separate, but we don't know. We need to let it play out.
Jensen says Jones has been a county fire employee for 24 years.
The warmer, drying weather moving into Utah has state fire officials bracing for an early start to the 2013 wildfire season. The Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says fire crews are on alert and fully expecting to encounter some wildfires given the forecast for several consecutive dry, hot days. Salt Lake City's high is expected to reach 90 degrees today. The Utah Air National Guard is ready to open its new $8 million fire station at the base in Salt Lake City. Guard leaders plan a formal ribbon-cutting ceremony at 10 a.m. at the base next to Salt Lake City International Airport. Captain Chris Foote says the new 21,000-square-foot facility will house the Fire Protection Operations Center with bays for three large fire emergency response vehicles. The Utah Department of Natural Resources is working with other federal and state agencies today in a prescribed burn of Phragmites reed in the Willard Bay area, getting the attention of morning commuters. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the species has infested thousands of acres within the Ogden Bay Wildlife Management Area. Today is the last day teen drivers can legally talk on their cell phones. The Deseret News reports the new law starting tomorrow allows teen drivers to use their cell phones in cases of medical emergency, to report a safety hazard or criminal activity, or if they're communicating with a parent. Republican Representative Lee Perry, the sponsor of the bill, says the law is a test model for all drivers. A Salt Lake City pediatrician charged with murdering his ex-wife is scheduled to be back in court today. A date for a preliminary hearing is expected to be set when 49-year-old John Brickman Wall appears in a Utah District Court in Salt Lake City. Wall was arrested and charged last month in the September 2011 death of Uta von Schwedler. The University of Utah biologist was found drowned in an overflowing bathtub. A new report shows Utah is one of the country's top 10 federal districts for the prosecution of immigration-related offenses. The report from a Syracuse University-affiliated research group shows there were 135 cases of defendants charged in immigration offenses in the first 6 months of the 2013 fiscal year. The Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse report shows Utah, which is an entire federal district, ranked 13th a year ago. A Mill Creek man who had been reported missing since Saturday morning was found a long way from home, but in relatively good shape. The Unified Police Department had issued an endangered missing advisory for 69-year-old Darrell Nielsen when his wife reported him missing. UPD's Justin Hoyle says one of their off-duty officers spotted Nielsen walking in the area of 6200 South Redwood Road. He was checked by Unified Fire and transported to the VA hospital with minor injuries as a result of dehydration. And finally, Jared Frankham's name is being added to a national memorial to fallen officers in Washington, D.C. Frankham is the Ogden police officer killed in the line of duty last year. His family plans to travel to the nation's capital for Wednesday's formal ceremony at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. Frankham was killed and five other officers injured in a drug raid in January 2012. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, May 13th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.